Ready to unlock some wartime secrets.
I think you're going to love this one.
We're diving deep into Kathy Sharpe's An Orphan Story.
Right. No spoilers here.
Just enough intrigue to leave you craving more.
Exactly. We'll give you those can't-miss details and themes, but leave the big reveals for you to discover.
Think of it like,
peeking through a keyhole.
Yeah. Just enough to make you want to burst right in.
Okay, so World War II, London.
The Blitz?
Our main guy, Arthur, is shipped off to Canada as an evacuee. And imagine being a kid and suddenly...
The world is uprooted.
And it's not just the journey, right? It's losing everything familiar. Your home, your friends. Then he lands with these new adoptive parents.
Emily and Ken.
Emily seems warm and caring at first, but Ken...
He's a bit of a question mark, isn't he?
Totally. And as if that wasn't enough, Emily hits some financial roadblocks and considers sending Arthur away.
It really makes you think about the ripple effects of war, how even those not on the front lines...
feel the impact.
Exactly. And poor Arthur, caught in the middle of it all. He ends up back in England...
Alone.
Alone, fending for himself. Shows some real resourcefulness, too.
Resilient kid.
He even finds temporary shelter with this character, Reg.
Now, Reg's a bit rough around the edges.
To say the least.
But there are these hints of genuine care for Arthur. Makes you wonder about his true motives, you know?
Absolutely. And while Arthur is navigating this tricky situation, we're introduced to Rose and Harry, a couple in London yearning for a family.
Working in a munitions factory.
Talk about adding another layer of complexity. They face social stigma for being unmarried.
Rose experiences a heartbreaking miscarriage.
And on top of that, the constant threat of living in wartime London.
It's a lot to bear.
It really is. And yet they never give up on their dream of having a family. Harry even hatches this plan.
A pretty audacious plan.
To fake someone's death so they can marry and adopt.
Which is where Reg might get entangled in their story. It's like their lives are weaving together in unexpected ways.
Right. And then Rose has this chance encounter with Arthur.
At the fish shop.
Yeah. And she's instantly worried about him.
You can sense their paths are meant to intertwine somehow.
Ooh. The anticipation. And there's this little detail, a connection between Arthur's past in Canada and Rose's encounter with him in England.
It's subtle, but it's there.
Like a hidden clue.
Exactly. Makes you wonder if it's more than just coincidence, you know? Like fate is pulling them together.
Now, beyond the individual stories, the book paints a vivid picture of life during World War II. We see rationing.
Mom.
Social attitudes of the time. It's like stepping back in time.
There's this one scene that stuck with me. Rose brings sweets and tinned salmon to her friend's kids.
Simple gesture.
But it speaks volumes about wartime scarcity and the importance of community.
Exactly. And in the midst of all the darkness and uncertainty.
There are these glimmers of hope.
Characters supporting each other.
Dreaming of a better future.
It's what makes An Orphan Story so captivating. It's not just a war story.
It's a story about the human spirit.
Resilience?
The enduring power of hope.
Okay, so we've met Arthur, the resilient orphan, Rose and Harry, longing for a family.
But there are a few more characters we should talk about. Ken, for instance. Arthur's adoptive father in Canada.
Right. He feels this pull to enlist, to contribute to the war effort, but...
There are hints he might not have been entirely truthful with Emily about their finances.
Leaving her in a difficult spot when he's gone.
Precisely.
It makes you question his motives.
Right.
Is it pure patriotism or something else? The author really knows how to keep us guessing.
And then there's Davy, the boy who disappeared from the ship Arthur and Julie were on during the evacuation. What happened to him? Was it an accident or something more sinister?
Those unanswered questions just add to the suspense. It's like the author is inviting us to fill in the blanks. And speaking of unanswered questions, there are hints about Arthur's past before being sent to Canada. We know he was an orphan. But what happened to his parents? So much mystery. It's like peeling back layers of an onion.
And what's fascinating is how the excerpts jump between Arthur's experiences in England and those of Rose and Harry.
Gives us these different perspectives.
On the same reality.
And those contrasting settings, London and Canada, add another layer, don't they? London feels chaotic.
Dangerous.
Under constant threat. Canada, at least initially, is presented as this safe haven.
But even in Canada, the impact of the war is felt. We see it in Ken's decision to enlist, in the economic struggles faced by those left behind, and in the stories of other evacuees like Julie, who carry the scars of their experiences.
A reminder that war's reach extends far beyond the battlefields. It makes you wonder how these different environments will shape the characters' choices and ultimately their fates.
It's all masterfully woven together, and just when you think you're grasping the intricacies of the plot, the author throws in a curveball.
Leaving you wanting more.
Exactly. I'm already hooked, and I haven't even read the full book. Just imagine how rich and layered the story becomes when all these threads intertwine. Before we get into the nitty-gritty details of the plot, let's take a step back and consider what makes an orphan's story so captivating.
I love those bigger picture moments.
For me, it's how the author seamlessly blends the personal and historical, the intimate and epic. We're drawn into these characters' lives, their hopes and fears.
Their struggles to connect and survive.
Precisely.
Yeah.
But we're also always aware of the historical backdrop. World War II isn't just a setting, it's a force shaping their lives, their choices, their very identities.
And that interplay between the personal and historical is what gives the story its depth and resonance. It reminds us that even amidst global conflict, individual stories matter. They have the power to move us, challenge us, and change our perspectives.
And in an orphan story, those individual stories are brimming with resilience, heartbreak, and unexpected moments of grace. It's a celebration of the human spirit, our capacity for love and compassion, even in the darkest of times. So as we move on to part two, I want to leave you with a question to ponder. What do you think is Arthur's biggest challenge as he navigates this new chapter? Is it overcoming the trauma of his past? Or learning to trust again after being let down by so many adults? Back again for more of an orphan story. I've been thinking about Arthur and that question.
Whoa.
It's tough because he's gone through so much.
I mean, to be that young and experience that much loss.
It's heartbreaking.
It really makes you appreciate the stability we often take for granted.
You know, for me, I think learning to trust again.
Trust?
Might be his biggest hurdle.
You know?
Yeah.
You're probably right. Think about it. His birth mom.
Adoptive parents.
Even Reg, who wanted to help but put Arthur in a risky situation.
They've all let him down in one way or another. It's like this pattern of broken promises.
Yeah, and shifting loyalties.
Exactly.
That's got to leave a mark on a kid.
It's no wonder he's built up these walls, you know?
I keep thinking about that scene where Emily leaves Arthur and Hastings.
While she goes to London.
You can feel his fear.
Of abandonment.
Like, will she ever come back?
Right, because in his experience, people will come and go.
It would take someone really special to break through that.
To show him that he's worthy of love and that...
That someone will stay.
That they're not going to disappear.
Maybe that's where Rose comes in. Remember how she saw him at the fish shop?
Oh, yeah. She was so worried about him.
She couldn't just ignore it.
It was like her maternal instincts just kicked in.
What if Rose?
Yeah.
What if Rose is that person for Arthur?
It's definitely a possibility. Rose longs for a family. Arthur needs a place to belong.
They seem like...
Two sides of the same coin.
Two puzzle pieces that fit.
It's like the author is... subtly nudging us in that direction.
It would be the perfect solution.
Right.
But,
yeah.
You know, things are never that simple.
Never that simple.
Rose and Harry, they're living together unmarried in a time when that was...
A big no-no.
A scandal.
It was crowned upon. And legally...
Yeah.
Can they even adopt a child?
And then there's Reg.
Oh, yeah. He's not going to be happy.
Not one bit.
To lose his helper, even if it means exploiting Arthur.
Right. And it's all happening during a war.
The war. Even though Rose and Harry have moved away from London.
Seeking safety.
My danger.
It's still there.
It's lurking in the shadows.
Can Arthur truly find peace in a world that's constantly at war?
That's a really good question. It goes beyond Arthur's individual story.
You're right. It's about the long-term impact of war.
On individuals.
On family.
On entire societies.
It's remarkable how... An orphan story.
Yeah.
It highlights the human spirit.
Our resilience.
Our need to connect.
To find hope, even in the darkest of times.
Exactly. Okay, let's go back to Arthur for a minute. He's struggling after Emily leaves for London. He's alone, scared, and hungry.
To the point of stealing food.
Which, for Arthur, knowing how kind he is.
Speaks volumes about his desperation.
Right.
He's doing what he has to do to survive.
And then he runs into those bullies.
That scene is tough to read.
It's heartbreaking. You see how isolated he feels?
So vulnerable.
He just can't catch a break.
It's like the author's reminding us that Arthur's struggles aren't just at home.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
He's facing adversity on all sides.
Makes his desire for connection even stronger.
Even more poignant.
Ridge shows up again. Right at Arthur's lowest point.
Like a guardian angel.
Well, more like a...
A flawed guardian angel.
Just like the author is giving Arthur a choice.
Stay alone or accept help from someone who's not exactly a role model.
Tough choice.
It's a real dilemma.
Arthur knows Ridge is trouble, but being alone might be even worse.
He's weighing his options.
Trying to survive.
And the author leaves us hanging. Can Arthur navigate this relationship without getting dragged into Reg's shady world?
I need to know.
Right. And while all this is going on with Arthur, Rose can't stop thinking about him.
She's determined to find him.
That chance encounter at the fish shop.
It really affected her.
Yeah, it was like a wake-up call.
Like fate brought them together for a reason.
And it shows how compassionate Rose is. Remember how she helps out her friend's kids?
Even when she's struggling herself.
She's always putting others first.
That's her nature. She just wants to care for people.
And that's what's driving her to find Arthur.
Even if it means risking her own plans.
She's putting it all on the line for a child she barely knows.
It's incredible.
It's the power of human connection.
Okay, so we have Arthur struggling, Rose searching for him, and then there's Harry.
Caught in the middle.
He wants to support Rose, but also has his own anxieties.
About the relationship, about the risks involved.
It's a triangle of tension.
And just when we think we have a grasp on things,
we get another curveball.
Miss V in Canada.
Miss V. Wealthy, influential.
And genuinely concerned about Arthur.
But her motives.
They're a bit of a mystery.
Is she trying to reunite Arthur with his shipmates?
Or is there something else going on?
Another layer of intrigue.
Imagine Arthur caught between Rose and Harry in England.
And Miss V in Canada.
Talk about a tough decision. It really makes you think about how we define family and what it means to belong.
And it's all happening against this backdrop of second chances.
People trying to rebuild their lives after the war.
And then, just like that.
The excerpts end.
On a cliffhanger. Arthur's about to be found. Rose and Harry might take him in. And Miss V's motives are still unclear.
So many questions. What happens next? How do their lives intersect?
Will Arthur finally find the love and belonging he craves? Ugh, the suspense is killing me. I need the full book.
An orphan story is a masterpiece of storytelling. It leaves you wanting more, thinking about these themes.
Resilience.
Family. And as we move on to the final part of our deep dive, I have one last thought for you to ponder. If you were Arthur, faced with the choice between England and Canada, what would you choose?
And what would be the deciding factors for you? That cliffhanger, I'm telling you.
Oh, I know.
It left me reeling.
So many twists and turns.
Like you think you've got it figured out.
And bam.
Another layer.
It keeps you on the edge of your seat.
Where do we even start with all this?
Well, we left off with Rose searching for Arthur, right?
Convinced he's been abandoned.
And her search leads her to this private detective, Mr. Carson, hired by Miss V in Canada to find Arthur.
Ooh, things are getting complicated.
Yeah. This could be a turning point for Rose.
Either bring her closer to Arthur.
Or drive them further apart.
And just when you think things can't get more tangled.
Reg shows up again.
Bad timing.
Offering Arthur shelter and food.
But pulling him deeper into his shady world.
Arthur's stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Exactly. He wants stability, but he senses Reg's trouble.
A real moral dilemma.
And then Rose and Harry run into Reg.
On the street, right. Talk about a tense encounter.
It's like a warning sign.
Foreshadowing the conflict to come.
And right in the midst of all this,
yeah.
Rose makes a decision. A really bold decision.
She takes Arthur home.
Risks everything.
Her reputation, her plans for adoption.
But she doesn't hesitate.
She knows it's the right thing to do.
Such a powerful moment. It's like
a mother's instinct taking over.
Exactly. And slowly but surely.
Yeah.
Arthur starts to warm up to Rose and Harry.
He sees their kindness, their genuine love.
And for the first time,
he feels like he belongs.
And Harry comes up with this idea.
Oh, yeah. A pretty risky idea.
To keep Arthur as their own. To create a family without going through the official channels.
It feels right, though, given the circumstances.
Like they're meant to be.
They're giving him so much more than just a roof over his head.
They encourage his interests.
Support him emotionally.
Help him navigate the world.
It's what a family does.
That scene where Rose takes Arthur shopping for new clothes.
It's like a fresh start for him.
A symbol of hope.
And that moment where Rose admits she cried when she learned about Arthur's hardships.
Oh, so touching.
It's pure empathy, you know? It allows Arthur to let his guard down.
To finally be vulnerable.
And as Arthur starts to thrive,
yeah.
Rose and Harry
find a new sense of purpose.
They start to picture a future with Arthur in it.
Their little family.
But of course.
There's always a but.
It wouldn't be a good story without it.
The war.
War, it's still raging.
Harry's workplace, the munitions factory,
becomes a target,
reminding us that danger is always lurking.
And just as Harry's recovering from a near-fatal incident,
they get devastating news.
The house they were going to buy, destroyed in a bombing.
Their dreams, shattered.
It's a heartbreaking setback. But then, just when you think things can't get any worse,
a letter arrives.
From Miss V.
Miss V. Talk about a twist.
She still wants to help Arthur, but now she's offering to help Rose and Harry, too.
To bring them all to Canada.
It's a life-changing opportunity.
Do they stay in England?
Or start anew in Canada.
What a decision. It really makes you think about priorities, what truly matters.
Family, safety, second chances.
Ugh, I need to know what they decide. These excerpts have been such a roller coaster.
They really have.
Full of emotion, suspense.
And hope.
An Orphan's Story is one of those books that stays with you.
It makes you think about your own life.
Your own definition of family.
What you would do in these characters' shoes.
It's a reminder that even in the darkest of times, the human spirit can find a way to persevere, to connect, to hope. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you've enjoyed exploring An Orphan's Story with us.
And we hope it inspires you to pick up the book and discover the full story for yourself. Until next time, keep diving.